dear preacher friend of mine, his wife had some real bad physical trouble. She came in one night, the back door, walked in the door, and one of the sisters met her, and the sister said, "How's everything going?" She said, I'm in a lot of pain tonight. And the dear sister said, "Kind of makes you wonder what's wrong in your life, doesn't it?" What a great blessing. You better be careful about judging folks who are going through the trial. It might be your turn tomorrow to go through the trial. And you'll want somebody to come by and say, "You know, I've been where you're at. And the Lord's still good. It's going to be all right." So, here is Aristarchus. And then there's Epaphras. Now, there's a lot of things said about Epaphras in the Bible, but the thing that I'm really interested in is Colossians 4:12. Here's what it says. "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you always, laboring fervently for you in prayers." Epaphras was a prayer warrior. He was also in prison. Lord, if I get close enough to the Lord and I can pray and have the right relationship, I won't have to suffer. Epaphras labors fervently in prayer. I'm trying to impress on you tonight that living for God and even being sold out to God does not make you immune from trouble or trials or hardships or limitations. Now let me give you this last thing. The necessities of this fellowship. It limits us. But the interesting thing about God is He has a way of showing Himself unlimited when I am limited. Paul talked about it. He said he had a thorn in the flesh. He wanted to be rid of it. He prayed and asked God to take it away. God said, "I won't do it, but I will give you grace to bear it." And Paul said, "I learned that in my weakness, He showed Himself strong." What do we do when we're limited? What do we do when we're bound? Paul said this in 2 Timothy. "Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound." Paul said, "I'm bound. I can't go where I want to go. I can't do what I want to do. I can't do all the things that I would like to do. I'm limited." He said, "But the word of God is not bound." What do you think Paul would do? What do you think he would do if he could? What would Paul do? He's in the prison. What would he do if he could? Well, we know what he'd do because he did it. He would go to every city he could get to, and he'd go to the synagogues, and he would reason with them about Christ. He'd go to the street corners and preach. He went to Mars Hill and preached. He'd go everywhere there was a gathering of people, and he'd preach the gospel. That's what he would do if he could. But he couldn't. So you know what he did? He wrote letters.